not wise in thy own eyes? Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Proverbs 3:7. Shalom, greetings, welcome to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. The website is www.scriptureandprophecy.com. And as you know, that's where you go to find the archives, devotionals, trainings, or teachings rather. And that's where you go to support this mission of truth, and this mission to deliver the Word of God to as many people around the world as possible. And I thank all of you who support it and make it possible. Thank you so much, far more than I deserve. Well, today we are resuming our study in the ancient book of Jubilees found with the Dead Sea Scrolls. And we're looking at chapter 30 and 31 today, which is a parallel to Genesis chapter 34, which deals with the defiling of Jacob's daughter, Dinah. Now, I want to give you a quick little refresher of what it says in Genesis. So I'm going to read like the first 10 verses out of Genesis chapter 34 first, before I go into what the ancient book of Jubilees has to say about it. So let's start with that. I'm going to read from the King James Bible, Genesis chapter 34, the story about the defiling of Dinah. I'm not going to read the whole thing, just the introduction of it. And it says, And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel, and he spake kindly unto the damsel. And Jacob spake unto his father Hamor, saying, Give me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with the cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out unto Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with him, saying, The soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you give her him to wife. Now, as the story goes on, the sons of Jacob, they convince they make this deal, but they make it in deceit because they're outraged about the defilement. And they say, all the men in your city need to be circumcised. If you go to verse 22, it says, Only in here, herein will the men consent unto us for to dwell with us, to be one people, if every male among us be circumcised as they are circumcised. And so they do all that. And then it says in verse 27, the sons of Jacob, let's go to verse 25. And it came to pass on the third day, when they were sore, that the two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males, and slew Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses, and that which was in the city and that which was in the field, and all their wealth and all their little ones and all their wives took they captive and spoiled even all that was in the house. And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, Ye have troubled me to make me stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And I, being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house. And they said, Should he deal with our sister as with a harlot? All right, so that's kind of the gist of what's going on in chapter 34 in the book of Genesis. Now, as we get to Jubilees here, there's one little detail that we're going to learn about this defilement that took place that might lend a little more understanding to the outrage, as if there's already enough reason to be outraged. He took their sister, he defiled her, you know, and then the sons of Jacob, eventually, two of them, Simeon and Levi, go into the city with swords, and they slay all the men, and they take their sister back, and then, of course, they loot the city. And Jacob's worried that they may have brought trouble on him by doing this, but we'll find out that that's not the case. All right, so now that we've got our backdrop, let's go ahead and begin with chapter 30 here in the book of Jubilees. Verse 1. And in the first year of the sixth week, he went up to Salem, the east of Shechem, in peace, and in the fourth month. And there they carried off Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, into the house of Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, the prince of the land. And he lay with her and defiled her. And she was a little girl, a child of 12 years. All right, so there's the missing piece of information that might add to the outrage, right? According to Jubilees here, they carried off Dinah, which seems to be what Genesis is getting at too. You know, he saw her. Genesis, it says that he saw her and he took her. Anyway, so it's almost like a kidnapping. They take the girl, and according to Jubilee, she's still a child. She's only 12 years old. So now we can kind of get an even better understanding of the outrage that the sons of Jacob had and why they went in with swords and slaughtered the people who did this. Verse 3. And he besought his father and her brothers that she might be given to him to wife. And Jacob and his sons were wroth because of the men of Shechem, for they had defiled Dinah, their sister. And they spake to them with evil intent, and dealt deceitfully with him, and beguiled them. And Simeon and Levi came unexpectedly to Shechem, and executed judgment on all the men of Shechem, and slew all the men whom they found in it, and left not a single one remaining in it. And they slew all in torments, because they had dishonored their sister Dinah. And thus, let it not again be done from henceforth that a daughter of Israel be defiled, for judgment is ordained in heaven against them, that they should destroy with the sword all the men of the Shechemites, because they had wrought shame in Israel. And the Lord delivered them into the hands of the sons of Jacob, that they might exterminate them with the sword and execute judgment upon them, and that it might not thus again be done in Israel, that a virgin of Israel should be defiled. And if there is any man who wisheth in Israel to give his daughter or his sister to any man who is of the seed of the Gentiles, he shall surely die. And they shall stone him with stones, for he hath wrought shame in Israel. And they shall burn the women with fire, because she hath dishonored the name of the house of her father. And she shall be rooted out of Israel. And let not an adulteress, and no uncleanliness be found in Israel throughout all the days of the generations of the earth. For Israel is holy unto the Lord, and every man who hath defiled it shall surely die. They shall stone him with stones. For thus had been ordained and written in the heavenly tables regarding all the seed of Israel. He who defileth it shall surely die. He shall be stoned with stones. And to this law there is no limit of days, and no remission, nor any atonement. But the man who hath defiled his daughter shall be rooted out in the midst of all of Israel, because he hath given of his seed to Moloch, and wrought impostuously, so as to defile it. And do thou, Moses, command the children of Israel to exhort them not to give their daughters to the Gentiles, and not to take for their sons any of the daughters of the Gentiles, for this is abominable before the Lord. For this reason I have written for thee in the words of the law all the deeds of the Shechemites which they wrought against Dinah, and how the sons of Jacob spake, saying, we shall not give our daughter to a man who is uncircumcised, for that we were a reproach unto us. and it is a reproach to Israel, to those who give and to those who take the daughters of the Gentiles, for this is unclean and abominable to Israel. And Israel will not be free from this uncleanliness if it hath a wife of the daughter of the Gentiles, or hath given any of its daughters to a man who is of any of the Gentiles. For there will be a plague upon plague and curse upon curse, and every judgment and plague and curse will come upon him if he do this thing, or hide his eyes from those who commit uncleanliness, or those who defile the sanctuary of the Lord, or those who profane his holy name. Then will the whole nation together be judged for all the uncleanliness and the profanation of this man. And there will be no respect of persons, and no receiving at his hands of fruits and offerings and burnt offerings and fat, nor the fragrance of sweet savour, so as to accept it. And so far every man or woman in Israel who defileth the sanctuary. For this reason I have commanded thee, saying, testify this testimony to Israel. See how the Shechemites fared and their sons, and how they were delivered into the hands of the two sons of Jacob. And they slew them under the tortures, and it was reckoned unto them for righteousness, as it is written down for them for righteousness. And the seed of Levi was chosen for the priesthood, and to be Levites, that they may minister before the Lord as we continually, and that Levi and his sons may be blessed forever. For he was zealous to execute righteousness and judgment and vengeance on all those who arose against Israel. And so they inscribe as a testimony in his favor on the heavenly tables, blessing and righteousness before God of all. And we remember the righteousness which the man fulfilled during his life, at all periods of the year, until 1,000 generations they will record it. And it will come to him, and to his descendants after him, and he hath been recorded on heavenly tables as a friend of God, a righteous man. All this account I have written for thee, and have commanded thee to say to the children of Israel, that they should not commit sin, nor transgress the ordinances, nor break the covenant which hath been ordained for them, but that they should fulfill it, and it be recorded as friends. But if they transgress the work, uncleanliness in every way, they will be recorded on the heavenly tables as adversaries, and they will be destroyed out of the book of life, and they will be recorded in the book of those who will be destroyed, and with those who will be rooted out of the earth. And on the day when the sons of Jacob slew Shechem, a writing was recorded in their favor in heaven, that they had executed righteousness and uprightness and vengeance on the sinners. And it is written for a blessing. And they brought Dinah their sister out of the house of Shechem, and they took captive everything that was in Shechem, their sheep and their oxen and their asses and all their wealth and all their flocks, and brought them all to Jacob their father. And he reproached them because they had put the city to the sword, for he feared those who dwelt in the land, the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And the dread of the Lord was upon all the cities which were around about Shechem, and they did not rise to pursue after the sons of Jacob, for terror had fallen upon them. So Jacob's worried about the other cities. You know, they're going to hear what you guys have done, and they're going to rise up against me. But there was a dread of the Lord, it says, upon all the cities. And so they were afraid of Jacob and Jacob's household. Therefore, they did not rise up against him. All right, let's see if we can get through chapter 31, dealing with Isaac blessing Levi and Judah. And we'll see what it has to say for us here. I should also note before we get started, you know, it keeps talking about how these things are written on the heavenly tables. And we see that similar language in our Bible. The books, right? The books will be opened. It talks about people... it says here, but if they transgress the work of uncleanliness in every way, it'll be recorded on the heavenly tables as adversaries, and they will be destroyed out of the book of life, like removed from the book of life. Jesus talks about in the book of Revelation about people being blotted out of the book of life. And we discussed that in our Revelation study. If you're interested in that, you can, the whole book of Revelation, do a pretty comprehensive walkthrough of that. So you should check that out. But yeah, all this stuff's being recorded. You know, everything that's being done is being recorded in the books in heaven. And your name needs to be in the book of life. All right, let's move forward. Chapter 31, the ancient book of Jubilees. And on the new moon of the month, Jacob spake to all the people of his house, saying, "Purify yourselves and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, where I vowed a vow to him on the day when I fled from the face of Esau, my brother. Because he hath been with me and brought me into this land in peace, and he put me away, and put ye away the strange gods that are among you." And they gave up the strange gods, and that which was in their ears, and that which was in their necks, and the idols which Rachel stole from Laban, her brother, she gave wholly to Jacob. And he burnt and brake them to pieces, and destroyed them, and hid them under an oak, which is in the land of Shechem. And he went up on the new moon of the seventh month to Bethel, and he built an altar at the place where he had slept. And she set up a pillar there, and he sent a word to his father Isaac to come to him and to his sacrifice, and to his mother Rebekah. And Isaac said, "Let my son Jacob come, and let me see him before I die." And Jacob went to his father Isaac and to his mother Rebekah, to the house of his father Abraham, and he took two of his sons with him, Levi and Judah. And he came to his father Isaac and to his mother Rebekah, and Rebekah came forth from the tower to the front of it to kiss Jacob and embrace him, for her spirit had revived when she heard, "Behold, Jacob thy son hath come." And she kissed him, and she saw his two sons, and she recognized them and said unto him, "Are these thy sons, my son?" And she embraced him and kissed him and blessed him, saying, "If you shall see the seed of Abraham become illustrators, and ye will prove a blessing on the earth." And Jacob went into Isaac his father to the chamber where he lay, and his two sons were with him. And he took the hand of his father, stooping down and kissed him. And Isaac clung to the neck of Jacob his son, and he wept upon his neck. And the darkness left the eyes of Isaac. And he saw the two sons of Jacob, Levi and Judah, and he said, "Are these thy sons, my son? For they are like thee." And he said unto him, "They were truly his sons, and thou hast truly seen that they are truly my sons." And they came near to him, and he turned, and he kissed him, and he embraced them both together. And the spirit of prophecy came down into his mouth, and he took Levi by the right hand and Judah by the left. And he turned to Levi first, and began to bless him first, and he said unto him, "May the God of all, the very Lord of all the ages, bless thee and thy children throughout all the ages. And may the Lord give thee to thy seed greatness and great glory, and cause thee and thy seed from among all flesh to approach him to serve in his sanctuary for the angels of the presence and the holy ones. Even as they will the seed of thy sons be for glory and greatness and holiness, and may he make them great unto all the ages. And they will be princes and judges and chiefs of all the seeds of the sons of Jacob, and they will speak the word of the Lord in righteousness, and they will judge all his judgments in righteousness, and they will declare my ways to Jacob and my paths to Israel. The blessings of the Lord will be given in their mouths to bless all the seed of the beloved. Thy mother hath called thy name Levi, and justly hath she called thy name. Thou wilt be joined to the Lord, and be the companion of all the sons of Jacob. Let his table be thine, and do thou thy sons eat thereof, and may the table be full unto all the generations, and thy food fail not unto all the ages. And let all those who hate thee fall down before thee, and let all thy adversaries be rooted out and perish. And blessed be he that blesseth thee, and cursed be every nation that curseth thee." And to Judah he said, "May the Lord give thee strength and power to tread down all that hate thee. A prince thou shalt be, thou and thou one of thy sons over the sons of Jacob. May thy name and the name of thy sons go forth and traverse every land and region. Then would the Gentiles fear before thy face, and all the nations will quake. And in thee shall be the help of Jacob, and in thee be found the salvation of Israel. And when thou sittest on the throne, the honor of thy righteousness, there will be great peace for all the seeds of the sons of the beloved. And blessed will he be that blesseth thee. And all that hate thee and afflict thee and curse thee shall be rooted out and destroyed from the earth and accursed. And turning, he kissed him again and embraced him and rejoiced greatly, for he had seen the sons of Jacob, his son, in very truth. And he went forth from between his feet and fell down and worshipped him and blessed him. And Jacob rested there with Isaac, his father, that night. And they ate and they drank with joy. And he made the two sons of Jacob sleep, the one on his right hand and the other on his left hand. And it was counted to him for righteousness. And Jacob told his father everything during the night, and how the Lord had shown him great mercy, and how he had prospered him in all his ways and protected him from all evil. And Isaac blessed the God of his father Abraham, who had not withdrawn his mercy and his righteousness from his sons and his servant Isaac. And in the morning Jacob told his father Isaac the vow which he had vowed to the Lord, and the vision which he had seen, that he had built an altar, and that everything was ready for the sacrifice to be made before the Lord as he had vowed, and that he had come to set him on an ass. And Isaac said unto Jacob his son, I am not able to go with thee, for I am old, and not able to bear the way. Go, my son, in peace. For I am 165 years this day. I am no longer able to journey. Set thy mother on an ass, and let her go with thee. And I know, my son, that thou hast come on my account, and may this day be blessed, on which thou hast seen me alive, and I also have seen thee, my son. Mayest thou prosper and fulfill the vow which thou hast vowed, and put not off thy vow, for thou wilt be called to account as touching the vow. Now therefore, make haste to perform it, and may he be pleased who hath made all things to perform, whom hast vowed the vow. And he said to Rebekah, Go with Jacob thy son. And Rebekah went with Jacob her son, and Deborah with her. And they came to Bethel. And Jacob remembered the prayer which his father had blessed him and his two sons, Levi and Judah. And he rejoiced, and he blessed the God of his father, Abraham and Isaac. And he said, Now I know that I have eternal hope, and my sons also before the God of all. And thus is it ordained concerning the two. And they recorded it as an eternal testimony unto them on the heavenly tables, how Isaac blessed them. And that, my friends, is chapter 30 and 31 of the ancient book of Jubilees. And we're about 75% through this. A few more weeks and we will be done covering this ancient book that was found with the Dead Sea Scrolls, the ancient book of Jubilees. I pray and hope that it's blessing you and giving you something to think about. I pray that it's causing you to go back to the Bible, to go back to Genesis, and check up on some of these things and fill in some of those gaps and see how it matches up or how it doesn't match up. And you know, the goal is that it just stirs up a craving for the scriptures, and that's why I cover some of these extra biblical books, because it helps us with some historical knowledge that we may be lacking. It stirs within us a spirit to study, and inevitably it causes us to draw closer to God. Well, that is the study for this morning. Peace and grace be with all of you. And until the next time, God bless.